This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, look at this. This is a dream show.
What?
Journey, Def Leppard, and Foreigner.
Oh, I know. So good.
AT&T Park. It's going to be a big one. Mm-hmm.
September 21st, and we have tickets for call number 9, 800-400-3697. See Journey, Def Leppard, and Foreigner at AT&T Park, September 21st. That's a good place to see
Sounds,
a show.
Oh, so good. I would go to this one, but the next night is the Eagles.
Oh, you can't do two
I
shows
can't
in
do
a row.
Two shows. Come on. I'm an old girl. I can't be doing all that.
What day of the week is the 21st?
I think it's a Wednesday.
Oh.
No, take that back. Oh, it's a so the Eagles is the night before, perhaps. So the Eagles is the 20th, and this show that we're giving away tickets to is the 21st. That's a Friday.
A Friday. Oh, that's a good night.
Yeah, that is great.
Well, that works. All right, it's 6:15. I want to start with an email here. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Yesterday at 7 a.m., we aired an Entercom special called I'm Listening. It's a two-hour program, and I got a response letter that is just beautifully written, and I thought we should spend a minute on this. Good morning. You said I had to write to you. My name is Linda, and I'm the director of the Pony Express Equine Assisted Skills for Youth. We're an equine rescue located in Santa Rosa that provides a life skill / leadership program for at-risk teens that utilizes horses as teachers, healers, and agents of change.
That sounds amazing.
Equine Assisted Therapy, it's called. Last week, I heard Sarah and Vinny share about the upcoming I'm Listening campaign in honor of the World Suicide Prevention Week that started yesterday. Sunday morning. I listened to the show for nearly 2 hours while I was feeding horses. The stories were inspiring, amazing, and truly life-changing. It hit me in my heart and my home, and I know I'm not alone. I lost my little brother to suicide, and for the last 36 years, I've worked with troubled teens, mostly foster care kids, who struggle daily as a result of the trauma they've experienced in their short lives. Today, after listening to your show, I sat a group of our kids down and shared what I'd learned. I wanted them to know they weren't alone and that I was listening. As I looked around our circle of young lives, I saw tears in their eyes. The topic, though difficult, is necessary. Awareness precedes change. Thanks to your show, we are all so much more aware of the need to keep this dialogue alive so it can save lives. Suicide's a permanent solution to an oftentimes temporary problem, and as many on the show shared, there are choices, and the best one you can make is to reach out to someone who cares and share. Thank you for caring and sharing this life-changing event. We are listening to you. I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Sincerely, Linda Aldrich. Thank you for writing to us. I think that was a very nice way to start my morning.
Absolutely.
Reading that nice note. I mean, God, if it just helps one person, it's totally worth it. So Entercom is doing a whole program, multimedia, multi-platform. I'm Listening is sort of the theme of it, but just getting people to talk about mental health and suicide prevention.
Yeah, you can't do it once.
No.
And the thing is because you got to keep beating. You really got to pound it into people that don't be afraid to accept help.
And don't be afraid to ask for it.
It's the hardest thing for some, myself included. Mm-hmm. I had so many hands out to me when I was going under, and I couldn't. I kept going, I got this. I've told you this story. I was in rehab. I was a disaster. And the counselor's like, do you hear yourself? Because you're in rehab. Like, you don't have any of this. None of this. Like,
I got this.
This is the last thing you got. You got
you don't
nothing.
Got this.
Right. You are.
You're in rehab, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it really, there's a lot of denial going on in people. And it's hard to just say, yeah, I need help. Yep. I don't.
Well, the problem with, yeah, I need help is I am willing to stop what I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, and I think, obviously, sometimes substance abuse and suicide are sort of hand in hand and symptoms of a larger problem. That's, you know, they're different too, though. Like, someone who, if you're having suicidal thoughts, Just please reach out. Jesus. Yeah. Talk to somebody about it. Let somebody in. Mac Miller died over the weekend.
I know.
This is
Speaking of drugs, though, here's another one.
You know what's crazy, too, is he was like, there were quotes from him where he's like, only losers OD. Like, I'm never going to be that guy. Well, he died of an apparent overdose at his home in the San Fernando Valley on Friday. He's only 26 years old. He was found on a bed around noon. A male friend called 911. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Official cause of death won't be released until toxicology is completed, but I think we can all deduce. He had just released his latest album, Swimming, August 3rd. It debuted at number 3. He has battled substance abuse issues for years. Ariana Grande made it very clear they were a big factor in their breakup back in May. Shortly after they split, Mac crashed his car into a pole and fled the scene. Right. He was arrested for DUI and hit and run. And those are quotes from an interview from a couple years ago. I'd rather be the corny white rapper than the drugged out mess who can't even get out of his house. Ariana posted a picture of Mac on Instagram after he died. She didn't caption it. And Elton John, of all people, paid tribute to him during a show over the weekend.
That picture that she shows is really... Bryn, I'm sorry. I didn't print it out for Sarah. I don't know if you could pull
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, I saw it.
But he's sitting on the ground, and his legs are kind of just weird, and he's looking up at her, and it's her, you know, taking a picture, standing up, looking down at him, and he looks kind of messy. Like, it's almost like she's going, look at you. Look at what a mess you are.
And that's the picture she used after...
To me, that's what I interpreted. You guys can look at it and think something different. But to me, looking at it, that's what it looked like to me. Like her going, look at you. You're on the ground. Look at you.
Is it like an I told you so?
No, I think that's common. Okay, here's an example. Mm. The video David Hasselhoff's daughter took of him struggling to eat a hamburger. Mm-hmm. It's that type of thing. It's when you sober up, I'm going to show you this.
Yeah,
you need to see this.
I don't know. You guys may see something different.
Oh, he doesn't look that bad.
Well, but, I see what you're saying, though. He actually, you know, maybe he just has that dopey look on his face all the time. She's standing like between his legs. Like you can see the fronts of her shoes between his knees. Yeah. He's got his hands sort of squished down.
Maybe just reading into it.
Right. Maybe. And frankly, I don't know. I mean,
I don't know this guy, but I thought he was always sort of unshaven and
just messy.
Yeah,
normal.
I mean, I think that's sort of thing.
Maybe I'm just maybe that he's on the ground and she's standing up. I don't know.
His t-shirt's clean.
Oh, that's important.
Well, he hasn't barfed on it or anything.
Yeah. Right.
So I guess that's in the positive
sources
column.
Are saying he didn't leave his house for a long time leading up to this.
Oh, is that so?
And yeah,
I really
that
I
you
just
read
had
that
brief. Oh, right, the guy who never leaves their house. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he had a huge party the night before.
Oh.
Huge. Lots of stuff going on.
Well, it's very sad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that
26
this happened to him. It's way too young. He's, you know.
And he was making it in the music business.
Yeah, he just had a big album.
Which doesn't even happen.
Mm-mm. Really sad. One last note. Billboard.com felt it was very important to inform you that in the wake of his death, his tour has been canceled. In case you...
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Billboard.
They're not going to do a... What are those?
Hologram.
Yeah,
hologram
thank you.
You know, I'm always looking for death in threes, so, Burt Reynolds, Mac Miller, and this guy, I don't know, it's a stretch. Bill Daly, who you would know as Roger, Roger Healy.
I loved him.
On I Dream of Jeannie, he was the best friend of Mike Nelson.
He doesn't make your, there's someone else.
I know.
Everybody look out.
Come
if you're a celebrity, look out.
Guy's 91. He was he was on I Dream of Jeannie for 100 and something episodes, and he was on the Bob Newhart show. That's the first one where he was married to Suzanne Plachette, not the one where he's running the Vermont bed and breakfast.
He was like the neighbor Howard.
So he was on there from 72 to 78, 140 episodes, and he was on I Dream of Jeannie from 65 to 70, 131 episodes. He died of the 90s.
Right.
He's 91 years old, and so, you know, had a nice long... He started out as a bass player and stage manager on live television and got breaks from Mike Douglas and Steve Allen. They put him on their shows.
All right.
He's a bass player. So Bill Daly is the guy's name. I guess, I think, I didn't really recognize him from the Bob Newhart show, but definitely he's recognizable as Roger, the friend of Major Nelson.
He's in a lot of the older shows, Mary Tyler, Bewitched, all those kind of things.
Oh, yeah. Bewitched, yeah. I saw on there. I didn't recognize his character from there, but anyway, yeah, he's one of those guys that's been around. So does he count toward the three? Nah.
I'm going to say yes.
All right, Uzi. Well, that'd be nice because then no one else has to die. Well, now, otherwise, someone has to die.
Yeah, we'll start the one all over again.
Can't have that. Speaking of guys who died, Burt Reynolds, here's something that I don't, it's so funny. They're saying, no one's bringing this up. Well, you are. So he was involved in a mysterious death in 1973. What? Burt Reynolds was.
Okay.
Like they're actually, I think what they're getting at is they think that Burt Reynolds killed this dude. He was filming a Western called The Man Who Loved Cat Dancing.
What?
In Gila Bend, G-I-L-A. Not Gila, like a Gila monster?
Gila
monster? G-I-L-A. Gila Bend, okay. Arizona. With a British actress by the name of Sarah Miles. This was 1973. February 10th, 1973. Several members of the cast went out to celebrate Bert's birthday. When they got back, Sarah went to Bert's hotel room for a nightcap.
Yeah, quote unquote.
She got back to her own room at 3 a.m. and her 26-year-old business manager, David Whiting, was waiting for her, and he assaulted her, beat her up in a jealous rage. So she was yelling for someone to, quote, get Bert. And Bert Reynolds came to the room. But they say that Whiting took off before Bert got there, and Sarah spent the rest of the night in Bert's room. When she got back to her room the next morning, she found this Whiting guy dead in a pool of his own blood. Holding an empty medicine bottle, and there were pills scattered across the floor.
Mm.
His death was ruled an overdose. No explanation was ever given for all the blood. I don't know. He passed out and fell. Whiting's mother, this guy David Whiting, her 26-year-old business manager, Whiting's mother said, Bert and Sarah have to testify at this inquest. MGM tried to block it, but they were like, no, we'll do it. We're fine with that. They both said that Whiting had beaten the out of Sarah that night, and that the last they saw him was he was fine. He was alive and not even in her room. She was married at the time of Whiting's death, but was apparently having an affair with Whiting. She swears nothing ever happened between her and Bert. I'm sure that's true.
Well, that's a hard thing to admit to. I was married and sleeping with one guy and then cheated on him with Burt Reynolds.
That's a side piece thing, right, Uzi?
Right.
Side piece can't.
That's an image issue.
Cheating on your side piece.
That's a problem.
No one was ever implicated in this guy's death. On a related note, Burt Reynolds was worth about $5 million when he died. He's often said that he was not smart with his money. And
I was reading stuff about him and Lonnie Anderson.
Mm.
Because I'd remembered some of the tabloid stuff about their wedding, and what the story said was that their marriage was a disaster from the beginning. And there's a point where Bert says, I'm walking down the aisle and I look over at my mom and she's shaking her head like, don't do it.
Oh, wow.
And he's like,
no.
My mom was always right.
What was the problem with them?
So, well, I don't know what all of the problems were, but he was clearly struggling with drugs and
Like painkillers?
I think so, yeah. He had back problems.
Yeah.
From I don't know if it was from his football days or stunts gone wrong, but one of the things he's saying was, this woman buys two of everything and has to have a new dress every time she steps out of the house. What we're spending and keeping up her movie star lifestyle status show is bankrupting me.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if that's BS. He definitely was playing the PR game because the marriage was going under and he was trying
Didn't she come back, too, after the fact? Like, they settled their divorce and then she came back and even wanted more.
More money? That sounds familiar.
Well, she was out of dresses, I guess.
She had, did they say? The lifestyle I'm accustomed to?
Mm.
Uh-huh. Facebook apologized for removing pictures of Bert's nude centerfold for Cosmopolitan. They said that an algorithm had mistakenly identified it as a violation of their nudity rules and had sort of taken it out automatically. So that's why it got pulled down, not because it was tasteless.
Mm.
What's going up in the news, Vincent?
If I tease it and tell it to you,
okay,
it'll give it away. But this is the best This is the best story of the week. I'm going to peek for the week next.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. Happy Monday. Sky's starting to brighten up out there. It's supposed to be another nice day. It's been very warm. Has it been hot at your house?
Yeah, last couple.
Yeah. I was tempted to turn on the AC.
Oh, last night, you mean?
Yeah, but John was like, no, you can't.
We got hit with that Saturday. It was hot enough for that to happen.
Yeah.
I just knew I wouldn't be able to sleep.
The upstairs nest was at like 78 or something, and then we felt it kick in and went, oh man, we're pushing 80 upstairs.
Yeah,
that's not good.
We can't have that.
Right,
let's turn that AC on.
Right,
come on.
Well, it turns itself on.
Oh,
you know those Nest things.
Sure. It gets a 78. It's like, come on.
It knows.
Forget it.
Nest needs a cool down.
House full of babies.
We need to keep the temperature reasonable. All right, let's get the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. That's our station's website. You can check it for everything and watch this show and, like, because we're on.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
You can see that I'm braced for the best story of the week.
Oh, do you need me to start with that one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You teased it. Start with it.
I'll start with it, and then I'll get to some of the other things.
All right.
Okay. I just can't believe this story.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Is Connecticut New England?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know Bridgeport?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know it.
Sure. One of the big towns in
Is that one of the places your band toured when you were back
in the day? I don't
think
we've ever played in Bridgeport.
Oh, okay. So you haven't boned Bridgeport.
No, I haven't boned Bridgeport.
Okay. So there was a power outage in Bridgeport, Connecticut on Thursday night.
Okay.
After some heavy, severe thunderstorms.
All right.
A 30-year-old woman went to light a candle, but it turned out it was a stick of dynamite.
Oh, no. That is not good. Oh, my God. Who's got a stick of dynamite laying around? Come
on. Was it in her garage or something?
She's
her husband.
She's in the dark.
She gropes around, finds something that feels like it might be a candle.
And lights a stick of dynamite. This is a real story. I didn't make this up.
Who has a stick of dynamite laying around?
Now, I know that I'm saying this with a smile on my face at the moment because I just can't believe this story, but she blew her hands up.
Only her hands?
Well, I don't know the extent of the damage, but yes. So the big question is, why do you have sticks of dynamite? Apparently, she and her husband bought the place a few years ago, and the old owners left sticks of dynamite behind.
Just around?
So
they hadn't found them?
Well, the power went out on Thursday, and they didn't have any other candles. She remembered, oh, those ones in the basement.
Oh, my God.
And goes down there and lights them, and they're actually sticks of dynamite.
Wow.
Like, okay.
She suffered severe injuries, blowing off several of her fingers and more.
I can't believe that she only blew that out. Like, isn't a stick of dynamite what they use to like blow holes in rocks?
Yes.
Like maybe it was a cherry bomb, like a quarter stick of dynamite or something. Because otherwise, how does the house survive it?
Right. Or the block.
I don't know what to say to you. They're calling it a stick of dynamite. They're not calling it an M80. They're calling it a stick of dynamite. She lit a stick of dynamite, hoping to light her way back up the stairs.
Didn't she? Like, don't those things go like spark? Like, I don't picture them having like a flame, like a candle. I picture them going like that staticky, electric looking.
Well, and you'd expect that she
snuffed that out.
So now the light is on. You should see what you're lighting and go, "Oh, that's not a candle."
Oh, geez. Well, she thought it was a candle all along. Maybe she thought it was a flare.
I don't know.
I mean, Jesus, lady, come on.
Blew her hands up.
Oh, that poor girl.
Looks like she had damaged her face as well.
I
bet she did.
Husband and kids were not injured.
Well, she was downstairs.
Yeah. I can't believe the whole house didn't fall down on top of her. She's downstairs in the basement. She lit a stick of dynamite in her basement.
It's a quarter stick.
An explosion.
It is a quarter stick.
Quarter stick. I saw that. What does that mean?
That is an M80, right?
I think so.
That's the name for it.
It's not exactly. I'm looking at the comparison right now. Basically, contains more powder. One of them contains more powder. A quarter stick of dynamite has way more powder than M80s.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, M80 is the type of firecracker that, that people could kind of get their hands on.
Yeah.
And an M80
is
something...
It makes a big boom.
Right. That, you know, you
Very
see
dangerous.
Someone doing vandalism with right. an M80, but you don't see
you don't
someone using them to drop a what do they do, those pre-avalanche explosions or to make the snow fall.
Right.
They do that all the time up in the mountains.
Also not great as candles.
Clearly.
Ha!
Oh, my God.
That's horrible.
That I know. Just,
you know, it already sucks the powers out. Now Mom's blown her hands off. Come on, Mom.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Who doesn't? I don't know. Maybe I'm just... I just assume people would look at that and know it wasn't a candle.
Everybody's living kind of different lives, though. So,
did
I mean, my
never
garage
watch Roadrunner
is complete. There, you wouldn't find some random thing
no.
in there.
Nope.
I would have gone through that place and said, "Oh, we have sticks of dynamite. These have to go to the dump,
yeah,
or somewhere,
or it's right to
the
like,
police so they can
anywhere.
Detonate them
right.
on
right.
their own." Yeah,
the bomb squad needs to come in.
Right.
Oh, nice.
Dynamite!
Yeah! TNT! And I'll win the fight! So, when you buy a house from someone, like, I don't know, my expectation is that all their crap's gone. I guess people do leave junk behind, and I gotta say, probably in Bridgeport, maybe that's a 200-year-old house, and it just has one
that's
of those
it.
Basements
maybe
with
it's,
the...
Right.
right, they just left the crap in there, and... And these people were like, the basement, we're not going in there.
You never know how that... Sometimes people are happy to get you out of it. Get out.
Yeah, sure. Go.
We'll clean up.
All.
Just
Don't
get
worry.
Out. All right, moving right along. Okay. Stanford beat USC. Cal won.
Oh, yeah, Cal.
We're 2-0.
Oh, good. Oh, that's great.
Our boy.
It's fantastic.
And his team.
Yes.
They're
He's
doing great.
Super involved with it.
New England won. Speaking yes. of super involved, your husband's one of the coaches.
Yeah, the great part is that now he has someone to watch the games with. I was just like, they basically kicked me out. All right.
The Niners lost, and the Raiders play tonight on Monday Night Football, and that is going to screw traffic.
Oh, I was going to ask, are they at home?
Yeah. So get ready for that. I think it's the Rams.
Yeah, you're right. Rams at Oakland.
Mm-hmm. Should we blame the porno star for the Niners loss?
Yes.
All right.
Kiara Mia.
Well,
Kia Maria.
Three interceptions. It's not good.
Minnesota is a good team, though. They went deep into the playoffs last season, and they upgraded their quarterback situation. So I'm not going to freak out yet. I feel fine.
So far, you know, unfortunately,
you don't wanna
Jimmy G's streak is over.
Start the season with a loss, but it's not...
Sure. Not the end of the world.
I don't think it's an
We're
indication
the kinks,
of
man.
The season.
Right.
We'll figure it out. By the way, speaking of sports...
Yeah.
This, according to Yahoo News, Nike sales are up 31% following their new Just Do It campaign.
Oh,
if you're keeping score, that's the deal. I would say to anyone who expected that a different result, Nike probably looked deeply into that. They didn't do that campaign willy-nilly. I'm sure they looked at the demographics, figured it out, and went, this is going to work for us.
Yeah.
So,
we're going to take a stand.
That's
and we
the
feel like we
there.
Can safely do it.
Shares of CBS are moving higher, as you had already mentioned. They fired, or Les Moonves is stepping down due to extreme pressure.
Well, and I have more details on it.
Oh, good. Okay.
But basically, you know, he's out and he's going to make a $20 million contribution to some... hashtag me too supporting places, and CBS is saying and that money we're going to give it right now, and that'll be deducted from anything this guy takes away from CBS.
That comes out of his parachute.
Yeah,
got it.
Which the parachute still sounds like it's about $80 million full, so he'll probably be able to eat and everything. But
well, this guy's super rich. I think for him now, he's just tainted.
Yeah,
and it's, you know, all the stuff. It sounds like it happened a long time ago, but it's not all that surprising.
No.
He is worth, the internet says, $700
million. Oh, my God.
The missus goes, do you think Julie Chen's humiliated? And I was like, well, probably, but they didn't know each other. And she met him at work, too.
Yeah.
Right.
She just married him.
Yeah.
So.
And I didn't. Wasn't there a little crossover between his wife and Julie Chen?
Yeah, because he divorces. Well, you know, divorce can last many years, but they were divorced in 2004, and Julie Chen married him in 2004. So there's got to be something.
Yeah, I think the last accusation was 05.
Oh.
Hmm.
Well, do you think she's going to divorce him?
I don't know, but I hope that Big Brother divorces her. That is my sincere
hope. Someone wrote in and they were like, oh, they'll probably get rid of her now. And they suggested Derek as a...
Anybody.
Well, Ross Matthews is the guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's the guy. Who's Derek?
Derek's
one of the
winners.
Past winners.
Oh,
and
okay.
He's nice enough, but you look right up his nose when you look at him on camera.
It's
and
true.
It's difficult.
He's got a snout that...
I don't know, what do you call that? Like
a pig snout.
Yeah, it's...
It's very, it's just like his nose is so upturned that there's no shelf on the bottom. It's like looking at a skull.
There it is. Now that Les Moonves has been ousted from CBS with even more sexual harassment allegations, can Chenbot please be replaced by a better host on Big Brother? Anybody, please. Derek would do a great job. Anybody.
I think Ross Matthews would be great. Maybe Ross and Marissa could both do it together.
Right, because there's another text in there, Vinny, that says about Ross and, would you say Marissa?
Marissa,
doing
I can't think
their
of her last
podcast,
name.
Yeah. Doing their Facebook podcast regarding Big Brother.
415, regarding Big Brother, I was catching up on Ross Matthews' podcast yesterday, and did you know that he and Marissa have a Facebook Live after show called Off the Block?
Oh.
Heard that. Oh. So Ross is being... honored this weekend for the GLAAD Awards.
Yes.
And I'm having Scott Capurro is going to be in tomorrow morning, by the way, 8 a.m.
He's back. Did you know that?
He's back. Yeah. Shady's back.
How long's he been back?
He hasn't been back.
He's just getting back today.
Today, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he'll be in tomorrow, but he's going to do the red carpet and talk to people on the red carpet.
Scott is.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get some audio from him.
Some audio from him, and then
he's always very serious when he meets, like, he takes things so seriously. Like, he's a funny dude. He just needs to be funny and crass. He doesn't want to get in any trouble, I think is what it comes down to.
Oh, you talked to him about this.
Well, in the past, when he's done, like, red carpet interviews, or we've sent him out to interview this celebrity, or he gets very serious and asks them about their craft. I'm like, oh my God, Scott, will you just ask them funny questions?
Maybe we need to write questions for him, and specifically, we'll have to
He won't do it.
Well, then maybe he won't go.
Oh. All right, let's write some questions, see how that goes. I'm sure it'll go great.
But definitely he has to ask about Ross Matthews possibly hosting, what is it called? The Big Brother,
just
blah, blah,
Big
blah?
Big Brother.
Oh, his own. Yeah,
he would host
we want him to
show.
Move up to the next, you know,
right.
to the
Get
main
Julie
show.
Get Julie out.
Yeah.
Get Ross in.
Yeah.
Well, good. Nice to hear that Scott's back.
Yes.
But I have a feeling he will boycott our questions, or he'll just
bummer.
Do an all-around useless job with them, like he can't read them or something. He's done that before where you're just like, okay.
So we worked on those questions and you did not like them.
And you don't want to
do them. I just think he loathes being embarrassed or taken as, you know, light. Like, he doesn't want to be funny for some reason because he's a comedian.
That's his job, I thought.
Yeah, well, so what he thinks. Apparently that's not what he thinks.
Well, it's going to be a waste.
According to a new survey, 2/3 of millennials say they sleep naked.
Oh. Well, out here you should really think about wearing something, because if there's ever an earthquake or something, you have to run outside.
That's why you wear something?
Yeah.
Because of an earthquake?
Well, yeah. What if you have to run out of your house?
Robe or
my robe's in the closet.
Your
I'm going to be jumping
on the
right
floor
out there.
That
yeah,
you
I mean,
left?
No, I didn't. I don't leave clothes on the floor.
All right.
I have to have a t-shirt.
Your chair?
I don't have one of those chairs with a stack of clothes.
Most of the nudies are in relationships. More than half of them say, I just sleep better naked.
Do you sleep naked?
I don't.
Just shorts?
Just a pair of underwear.
Yeah. Do you
sleep naked,
and it's
Brent?
Because I...
No, I sleep with boxers.
Hooman?
Yeah.
You sleep naked?
I don't.
Oh.
Yeah, it's because I associate that with sexual. I get all hopped up. Oh. And I'm like, I need to bone somebody.
Like the sheets keep rubbing
moves
against you and
around
stuff.
Too much.
Just,
Hey, I'm here.
Unless I'm on drugs, then I was telling you the other day,
drugs.
Well, yeah, like if I'd gone out to Burning Man, I might have been naked, but it would have been because I was on LSD and I would have been trying to run and touch the sun.
I'm so glad you didn't go.
I'm gonna go touch the sun. I'll be right back. You know, like something stupid like that. But that's, you know, drug-fueled nonsense. Mm. But in terms of just getting in bed,
I need this dust in my crack.
I'm going to have to bone somebody now. Laying here all naked, hot looking.
Heck yeah.
Sure.
Anyway.
In that Burt Reynolds reclining pose. Damn, Vinny. Same hairy chest, everything.
Exactly. Almost 40% of baby boomers say they sleep nude. Your mom sleeps naked?
I don't know. But I don't. I've never.
You don't know?
I don't.
She stays at your house all the time.
I don't go in her room. My hope, my
Ellie,
sincere hope is that she wears clothes.
You're
the
listening?
Whole time.
Can you send us
naked.
A text? Send Sarah a text and let her know if you sleep naked or not.
Yeah.
Be good to know.
She probably does. I that's my guess.
Well, you've always said that you guys were like the naked family and that she, I mean, her name is Cocoa Butter Thighs.
That you gave her.
For tanning
her.
Naked all the time.
Oh, God.
All right. Let me know if that...
I'll let you know if I get a text.
About a month ago, a 28-year-old woman in England named Charlotte Pert told her husband Daniel that she'd hit the lottery.
Oh. Oh.
And then she was like, ha, just kidding. And he was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Lame.
Hilarious joke.
Right. Then early last week, she called him at work and claimed, I won the lottery. And he's like,
uh-huh.
Okay. So he passed the phone to anyone standing nearby. Like, just handed it to anybody else. And then she said, I just won the lottery. I won, this was in England, so she won £1 million, which is just under 1.3 million of our dollars. Mm. But it was real this time. She actually won. So I guess this is the, be careful.
Boy who cried wolf.
Right, what jokes you're playing on people. Her husband, instead of getting to celebrate, was like, I'm tired of your nonsense. That was his reaction.
So maybe the time when she said that she had won and hadn't wasn't the first time.
Oh, maybe. Well, anyway, they did win. They've claimed their prize and they plan to buy a bigger house.
Oh, great.
And all the kids are stoked because now they each get their own room.
Oh.
Did you ever share a room?
Yes, I did.
So did I.
Yeah, me and my sister.
Awful.
My stupid brother got his own room.
Mm.
It just didn't seem fair. Like younger kids, you have to sleep together.
Well, when we were little, me and my brother shared the same room. But then when we moved to San Francisco, I got my own room.
Mm.
And the boys had to share.
Well, you're a girl.
Exactly. I was a girl. I got older.
Right.
So.
You got those cans.
Well, not at 6, but.
Oh.
You know.
You got your cans at.
No, I got my own room at 6.
Oh.
Oh, 6. It's early to get your own room. That's nice.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's a thing. If you've shared a room and you finally get your own room, that's a damn thing.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying it's a thing. Don't lie about winning the lottery.
Oh, no. I mean, I remember having to share with my little brother, Jan, because my Uncle John was living with us.
Oh, that guy. All right, hold on. My mom says panties, bathrobe and panties in winter.
Oh, bathrobe? In bed?
It's just what she said. I'm reading you the text. I don't know.
Oh, God, I feel like I'm choking right now with the twisted mess that is a bathrobe.
Right.
Yeah.
She probably just keeps it in her bed and then throws it on when she goes out of the bed.
Maybe it's a little shorty robe. I don't know.
Oh, those are sexy. Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
She is pretty hot.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with Cardi B.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a good story. Let's see where I get
that. Oh, I don't know it.
And then
cool.
I get the Les Moonves thing and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.